Good day. You're tuned in to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, your one-stop source for the most significant industry headlines. I'm Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online. Starting the roundup with superannuation, the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, or ASFA, is advocating for improved tax incentives for the build-to-rent sector. A prevailing issue is that current legislation seems more favorable to foreign investors, leaving Australian funds slightly disadvantaged. The ASFA is pushing for a broad tax benefit package that benefits the local economy, addressing the urgent demand for affordable rental housing while ensuring risk-adjusted returns for members. It's a balancing act indeed that, if managed properly, could lead to a win-win situation, addressing the housing affordability conundrum while ensuring a healthy diversification for member funds. Moving along to the recruitment world, some interesting findings this week were reported by the CFA Institute. In their Global Graduate Outlook Survey, it appears that for the class of 2024, a healthy paycheck is the crowning jewel of job search priorities. It seems clear that financial stability is paramount in the eyes of young professionals, but they were also pragmatic about the skills necessary to make those bankable careers, leaning toward emerging technologies like automation and artificial intelligence. Not trivial is their inclination towards employers who uphold high ethical standards, a promising trend showing a consideration for corporate ethics. In a bid to elevate the crisis readiness, APRA has shed some light on the crucial gaps in superannuation fund preparedness. With an over-reliance on successor fund transfers and a shortage of recovery strategies, the regulator urges licensees to buck up and improve their early warning systems, recovery, and exit plans before the CPS 190 standards fall into place next January. This move serves a crucial prompt for the superfund sector to batten down the hatches and fortify against potential financial storms. Lastly, calling attention to the strata sector is strata broker specialist Tyrone Shandeman, who highlighted a case of inflated broker fees on LinkedIn. Calling for a heightening of ethical standards, this outcry comes at a fitting moment, while the New South Wales government prepares new regulations to bring more transparency to the sector, addressing unethical behaviors head-on. I'm Paige Estrotori. Thank you for keeping Financial Services Online, your trusted news source for the financial services sector. Explore more stories at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed and make your finance decisions count.